This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. NATO says it will do everything necessary to protect and defend all allies. Fears are rising that Russia will attack Ukraine. NATO is sending more ships and fighter jets to the region and putting extra forces on standby. The AP's Jackie Quinn with the latest.
The State Department is ordering the families of U.S. Embassy personnel in Ukraine's capital of Kyiv to leave the country. Non-essential staff members are being told they can go, and American travelers are being warned to avoid Ukraine and Russia, with fears of a Russian invasion into Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on NBC's Meet the Press said the U.S. is hoping Russia chooses diplomacy versus force.
Ultimately, we've given Russia two paths. It has to choose.
The State Department says the security conditions are unpredictable and can deteriorate with little notice. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Don't assume Omicron is the last coronavirus variant you'll see. That's the warning this morning from the head of the World Health Organization, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. He says conditions are ideal for more coronavirus variants to emerge. And he says it's dangerous to assume Omicron is the last one. Who did it and why? Five people were found dead in a home in Milwaukee. The homicide investigation is underway. Milwaukee Assistant Police Chief Paul Formolo.
The motive and information regarding any involved suspects is not known to us right now, as this is an ongoing investigation, as you can see. However, there is no information to suggest that there is a threat to the community.
Milwaukee's Assistant Police Chief heard there on WISN-TV. To sports now, football's weekend winners were the Rams and the Chiefs. This is AP News. Now to Julian Assange.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's battle to avoid extradition to the US will go to Britain's Supreme Court after he was granted the right to appeal a lower court ruling. The High Court last month overturned a lower court's decision, saying the US promises were enough to guarantee Assange would be treated humanely in a US prison. Now the court has given the WikiLeaks founder permission to appeal that ruling to the Supreme Court. The decision's the latest step in Assange's long battle to avoid trial on a series of charges related to WikiLeaks' publication of classified documents more than a decade ago. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Police in Brussels, Belgium, fired tear gas and water cannon to break up a COVID vaccination protest. There were some violent confrontations with police. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.